It says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals or your items you need to take with you. For within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God gives you to possess it. Now then, I don't know if you know or not, but it just happens to be that the Jordan River is at flood stage. I mean, it's roaring. I mean, there is a giant river flowing from bank to bank. So if somebody had told me, just walk up there and start walking across it, I would never have had the faith to do something like that. Never. But Joshua's fixing to tell them, we're fixing to walk across the Jordan River. As the priests step out there, the land's going to become dry, and the water's going to heap up behind them, and all of Israel, which is a few million people. Okay, now you stop and think about this. How many people we got in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex? About 5 or 6 million. Can you imagine God giving you the chore to get all that mess of people together and march them down the interstate all the way to Oklahoma City? I can't even imagine that. This has got to be a bigger task, far bigger than we even dream about what it is. But with God, what can He do? Hey, that's what you got to realize, who we're serving. The King, He's a God of order, and He can make everything happen. And He says, and you shall go into the land and you shall possess it. Then He says, and to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half of the tribe of Manasseh, speak, Joshua, saying, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and has given you this land. Your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side of the Jordan, but you shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. So we see we're going to have to possess this. We're going to have to take it. And sometimes that's why we have to get together in church. That's why we have to bring the sick here, because people like me and Dave and Jeff and our ladies and everything that work here, many times we have more faith than the actual average person. But when you come and we demonstrate our faith, when you've repented of your sins, God takes the both of those and He makes it work, doesn't He? We've seen that happen many times. We've seen people that have prayed for each other or for one another that couldn't get healed, and yet they come here and we pray for them and God heals them. And that's wonderful. And that's why we have to gather together, take our weapons together and fight this thing together, knowing that some of us have more faith than others. And so don't ever be concerned about humbling yourself before God to come down to ask somebody that has greater faith than you have to pray for you. I mean, you know, I've had to do it. You know, I've had to ask people to pray for me when I get in pain or something, and I don't like pain. And so, hey, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. I've prayed for myself 2 or 3 times, and that pain's still there. I go in and drag this girl up. I said, honey, lay hands on me and pray for me. I'm hurting. Now, I don't like pain. I don't mind tackling her and getting her to say, come help me, but I'm busy. No, she never says that. If I tell her, I said, I need prayer, man, she drops everything just like that. She comes and helps me. Is this the way God telling these men to do it? Drop everything and go with them. Help them fight the battle till you get it won. Then come back. Then let's see what He says in the next couple of verses there. He says, until the Lord has given your brethren rest as He has given you, and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them, then you shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side of the Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that you commanded us, we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. Verse 17 and 18. Remembering, as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto you. Only that the Lord thy God be with thee as He was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandments and will not hearken unto the words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. He still doesn't change that today, does he? He tells us to produce fruit for His kingdom. You know, if we don't produce fruit, He said, I'll just cut you off. People don't believe God will do these kind of things, but He does, because He's training us how to be overcomers. Now then, I want to go to Proverbs chapter 3, start with verse 1. Now, according to Joshua chapter 1, how much time are we supposed to spend studying the Word of God? A whole lot, right? A whole lot. Now, did he tell us that in the New Covenant too? 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing word of truth, right? Is that what he said? Study. He didn't say read it, did he? He said study it. And so that's what we need to do. To teach a subject, you have to get in it. And of course, that's who learns. When we get in and start studying to prepare to teach somebody else, that's why you and me know more about some of our subjects than those the students that we've been taught. You know, because we had to do so much study to teach them. And that's the same thing about God's Word. When you have to study His Word, are you ready for your 5,000 word test when you get to heaven? I hope there ain't going to be one when they get there. If there is, I got a feeling I'm going to be in trouble. Wow. But look here, let's look at what the Lord says here in Proverbs chapter 3. My son, forget not my law. Now, we went from Joshua to the Proverbs, and he's saying the same thing, isn't he? He's saying, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments, because look what the consequences of that is. If you keep his commandments and you read his law, verse 2 tells us there is a special things that happen. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. I love that, don't you? He says there, my son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Now, I don't know about you, but I like that. I like length of days, long life, and peace. Do you like to live in peace every day?
Amen.
Oh, I mean, you know, some people go around there and torment all the time, and I just have peace all the time. In fact, I got real tickled at one of the boys, handsome, young, strong, young boy. He was a black boy. But he come up to me last night, and he said, Mr. Schrinner, he said, people say things to me, and I take offenses, and I just live a defeated life. I said, son, are you a Christian? Well, yes, sir. I said, you had never realized who you are yet. I said, you know, you're a son of God. I said, if somebody walks up to you and says anything negative, I mean, it don't matter what they say to you, any derogatory statement or anything else. I said, the kids in school used to call me Four Eyes because I wore glasses. I said, it used to really bug me when they say, oh, there's old Four Eyes. Well, I mean, so I had to wear glasses. I couldn't see without the crazy things, you know. I mean, I didn't know what the problem was. I didn't know how to walk in faith. Nobody ever told me none of those things. So for the greater part of my younger life, I wore glasses. But I said, you know, it used to really offend me. I said, my mother told me one day, said, son, you're a son of God. It don't matter what they say to you. It don't matter, they don't know you. So there's only one that really knows you, and that's God. And he made you just like that. So he said, don't worry about it. Just praise the Lord. Just remember who you are as a son of God. I remembered I told that young boy, I said, you know, when you realize you're a son of God and nothing should bother you at all, I said, you won't ever let anything anybody says to you ever hurt you or nothing. I said, when they say it, you'll just say, ah, that's your personal opinion. And that don't carry no weight at all with me. Only God. So I said, don't even listen to what the people are saying. Man, that boy went away saying, I got it. He said, I ain't gonna let nothing nobody says offend me no more. From now on, I'm gonna know and realize I'm a son of God, and there ain't nothing nobody can do to me to change that. Is that true?
Amen.
Yes, we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. I don't care if somebody says, I don't like the dress you got on today, or I don't like the pants you got, I don't like them white boots, you look like something else. I said, well, praise God, boy, look at them. Ooh, I love them. I was in the airport in New York one day, and I had my other pair on, just like these. A couple of guys walked in and said, sir? I said, yes, sir. He said, where are you from? I said, Texas. He said, I thought so. He said, I see those white snake boots you're wearing. He said, you know what they say about them up here? I said, you know, I could give a rip what they say about them up here. I don't care if you like them or don't like them. I ain't trying to please you. I wear them because I like them. That wasn't the answer he was expecting me to get. But he found a young boy that knew who he was in Christ. And I didn't care what they thought about my boots. I wear these boots because I like these boots. If you don't like them, that's okay. I'm still a son of God. And Jesus must like them because he made them and he gave them to me. And he gave me the money to buy them. So I don't have no problem. You see what I mean? Yeah, they were going to try to make me feel like a nobody or something, you know. I said, hey, praise God. But it didn't make no difference to me. I and God know the truth about me.
Amen.
And they was, those guys were awestruck. Boy, it didn't take long. They were gone. You got to know who you are, right?
Amen.
I'm a son of God. You know, that's who I am. My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Wow. So I'm going to keep his law in my mouth. I'm going to keep it in my heart. I'm going to speak it out. Because as I speak out the word of God, it brings forth great and awesome miracles and healings and everything else in people's lives. But you know, you need to do things and say things that bless people, not cut people down. It don't make any difference whether I'm little, whether I'm tall, whether I'm skinny, whether I'm fat, whether I'm a beanstalk. It makes no difference to me. I'm a son of God. Is that right? For length of days, and I love length of days, and I love long life, and I love peace. Well, let's see what verse 3 and 4 says. It says, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck, mercy and truth. You know, some people can't be merciful. They just don't want to be merciful. You know, you need to learn how to be merciful to people because that's God's way, right? If there's somebody come by and they've got to have a little money to get their rent paid or something, I mean, I've helped so many people, it's just unbelievable. If you come every month and keep telling me I got to have money for my rent, I'm going to tell you to go to work. You know, I work, don't you? If you get in a rut once in a while and something happens, I don't mind helping you out, but I ain't going to help you every month. I ain't going to pay your rent every month. So, I mean, I don't mind helping people. I will be merciful to them. You know, God told us in his word, if you don't work, you don't eat. Is that what he said? Yeah, that's what he said. If you don't work, you don't eat. So you need to get out there and go to work. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. In other words, if you do what that just said, you're going to have people that's going to love you. They're going to like you. And not only are they going to like you, but God's going to like you. That's what that said. And I won't people to love me, and I want God to love me. I'd a whole lot rather God love me than you. So, okay, let's see what verse 5 and 6 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. That's why you have to take the word and you quote the word and you lean not on your own understanding.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled How to Be Prosperous and Successful, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.